The Ketchikan Gateway Borough's big point, the one they successfully argued in Superior Court, is that the state of Alaska's requirement that boroughs and some cities provide a specific percentage of assessed property values for public schools breaks the law. Borough officials convinced Judge William Carey that the required local contribution is, in essence, a state tax for schools, and Alaska's constitution prohibits the state from establishing a dedicated tax. That's a tax earmarked for something specific. But what does it matter? One of KRBD's Facebook followers commented that whether it's borough taxes or state taxes, the public still will pay in the end. Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst says that's not completely correct. It's a matter of spreading the cost of public education further than the current system.
We're not all paying in Alaska. One-third of the school districts in Alaska are exempt from the required local contribution. If things were made equal for all residents throughout Alaska, our estimate is that Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District would gain perhaps $500 to $1.6 million compared to the current system. In other words, we are paying far more than our share in terms of what we're getting.
Another Facebook comment criticized the borough for not wanting to fund local education. Bockhorst counters that the state required payment, this year about $4.7 million, is only one of several local funding sources for Ketchikan's public education.
In addition to that $4.7 million, which does nothing but enrich the state of Alaska, it doesn't benefit our school district. The borough provides $3 million in cash to our school district for discretionary funding above the level that the state sets as the level of basic need provided to every district in the state.
Bockhorst says the borough also provides debt service for school buildings and pays for shared facilities such as the pool and athletic fields. He estimates that the total contribution this year from the borough to local schools, including the required contribution, is $12.65 million. The argument he just made, by the way, that the required local contribution only benefits the state, that's because the local contribution is part of the basic need calculated by the state. The borough argues that local governments are subsidizing the state's responsibility to provide for basic public education needs. Bockhorst says the lawsuit is about equity and fairness and about holding the state back from passing more fiscal requirements in the future on to local government.
I'm convinced that if the borough had not initiated this litigation, that the required contribution that would have been imposed on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough and 34 other school districts in Alaska, to the exclusion of 19 others, that our required contribution rates would grow very significantly.
I read Bockhorst a few more comments from social media to get his responses.
And then here's another one, and I'm not sure where he got his information, but because of this, the schools in Ketchikan can't afford to stay open all next school year.
They're funded at a level that I believe the school board and administration is reasonably happy with.
Sure, the state could adjust the funding scheme, but where does Ketchikan think this money is magically going to appear?
It's going to magically appear from all citizens of Alaska equally and fairly, instead of just two-thirds of the citizens of Alaska.
The same borough that gave away Ward Cove property several times doesn't want to pay anything to fund education. That figures it appears to lack an education.
Well, again, it's incorrect to say we don't want to pay anything for education. We don't want to pay unconstitutional taxes.
Whether that required local contribution is indeed unconstitutional remains to be seen. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.